After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Real Housewives of Orange County After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Real Housewives of Orange County After Show.
If only this dinner party was this relaxing.
I know, this is a nice tranquil moment after watching that crazy episode, you know?
Take it in.
Yeah. Hey guys, you're watching the After Show for Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 9, Episode 13. I'm Sterling Cates, and with me again this week is Grant Rutter.
Hello, Sterling. I'm going to take you down. I'm going to take you down
Grant,
to DuBrose.
I thought we were friends. This is finally the episode we've been waiting for this whole season. We finally got some drama, and who knew that Lizzie would be, you know, the house of all of it.
Well, that was about it.
That's all she did.
But yeah, I mean, it's about time that she hosts some type of event because, you know, I heard with these housewives that there's a lot of pressure not only to have a lot going on in your life, you know, you need to be opening a gym or writing a book or being in a movie or on a TV show, but also there's pressure to constantly be kind of having something to host.
Right.
Whether it's a trip like Vicky did down in Puerto Vallarta or the fashion show or something, and Lizzie has really provided nothing for the show.
Right, other than the constant battle with her trying to decide if she wants a kid or not. That's all we got from her. But now she's finally hosting some parties, and we all know that's where the drama happens on the show. So, you know, here we go. Yeah. But so let's start off with so Vicky is back with Brooks from Mexico, and so they're back from vacation. If you take Brooks out of context, I kind of like him this season. Yeah. If you don't know anything about what's happened in the past, blah, blah, blah. He seems very supportive of Vicky, and they're actually staying out of some of the drama. Mm-hmm. And so it's very interesting to see how all of that is playing out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have any reason to hate him, but I don't really enjoy him. But, I mean, like you said, I mean, they're really playing him down, where in the past they've, like, blown up all of his past. And you know, to keep repeating myself, but, you know, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Well, anyways,
okay, regardless,
we don't have much to talk about with Brooks this season.
No.
But they did go to dinner with Heather and Terry. They kind of sit down, and obviously Terry brings up the whole situation with Shannon and how they had that confrontation at their house and how she may or may not have been kicked out. And Vicky is really sticking up for Shannon, which is kind of nice to see because there is no one supporting her.
Yeah. You know what's going on at that dinner, though? Vicky's telling Heather basically what Shannon told her down in Mexico. And it's a little bit of a game of telephone. You know, you've got a lot of things said back and forth. Time has passed. You know, you're traveling. So-and-so is passionate about what they're going through. And unfortunately, you've got Heather there practically with a notepad making notes of every single thing that was said. And she's going to bring it up and use it. And it's almost like, I mean, when you're having a conversation, I mean, not necessarily, you know, we all embellish in a way. But at the same time, like, Heather's just taking all of Vicky's words of what she heard so literal, and that comes up at the party.
Yeah, and I think that Heather feels like Vicky owes her something. She said she was disappointed that Vicky seems to be taking Shannon's side. I don't necessarily think that Vicky, she's obviously supporting Shannon, but at the same time, I don't think she's trying to be like a middleman here at all.
No.
Because she's not like attacking Heather, she's just saying what she heard.
Right, I completely agree.
Right. So, I mean, other than that, nothing really happened, except now we know that Vicky knows both sides of the story, whether or not which one, we don't really know which one to go with, but she knows that Heather knows that she, what Shannon said to her.
Right. And Heather said that she's disappointed in Vicky because she's not rushing to her defense, to Team Heather.
So. Right. And Heather even says, I've known her for so many years, blah, 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 but it's really only been 3 years. Like, do you think that's enough time for you to always be loyal to someone that especially you don't agree with?
Not especially if the time that you've spent together is primarily on camera and around the show.
Exactly.
It's one thing to have to know someone for 3 years and have them be a roommate or a business partner. And in this case, I mean, not the majority of the time, but a good chunk of it is in front of cameras. So how
and
deep
produced,
is that? Yeah.
Not to mention that, you know, it's a reality TV show.
So how deep is this friendship?
Totally. But that was definitely one of her arguments for why Vicky should be on her side. So I thought that was interesting because it's not like a lifelong friendship or, you know, with some actual meat there. But so anyways, then they cut to Shannon and David. They're obviously drinking in the kitchen because they have that in common.
They found something in common. Yeah. They like to drink.
I got to say that like their relationship seems like it's doing pretty well compared to most of the other episodes we've seen. It seems like they're both making an effort to kind of repair this relationship.
I really like that scene. While it's mundane and not necessarily good for drama, I actually really liked it that she was looking over the paperwork for the trip.
Yeah.
And she was just really proud that her husband was going away.
Right.
With her Latin class or whoever's going.
Right.
And I thought that was like a really nice moment, even though it was simple. But it was nice to see Shannon not in distress for 5 minutes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And say what you will about David, and we all have opinions about him and his relationship with Shannon, but you got to admit he is a really great father. He seems super involved, wanting to go on all these trips, wanting to be, you know, involved in what they do after school and what they do in school. So. That's nice to see.
I'm wondering if Shannon and David kind of bottomed out, and now that this is the beginning of their way up, and you know they were in Hawaii last week on a one-on-one trip,
right?
So, you know, hopefully that these things are just only improving. Hopefully they hit rock bottom, and now they're moving up. We'll find out.
We hope so.
I'm sure there'll be a huge discussion at the reunion about the state of their marriage, and they'll probably spin it pretty positive.
Yeah. Well, regardless, it does seem like they're making some sort of an effort to improve their relationship. It's just too bad that now you have all these outside people who are causing drama. So hopefully that'll bring them together, Shannon and David together, and he can be that support system that Shannon so desperately needs on this show.
Right.
But then they cut to Lizzie at her family's beach house. That whole scene, I was just thinking, wait, why is this relevant? Again, not an important scene with Lizzie.
Well, so they're renovating the house. Did you catch the fact that she's like, oh, this is archaic, and it was like a refrigerator, and everything was white, and it was very 90s, it was. But then they made over the house and cleaned it up for the party. But nothing changed. They didn't do any renovations. The same appliances were there. I mean, and of course, she's like, oh, my husband just, he cleaned everything up. He, like, worked so hard. And it's like,
they just got, like, the crates and stuff out of there.
Yeah. I mean, they took some plastic off a chair. I mean, it didn't look, I thought it was going to be along the lines of, like, we just redid our multi-million-dollar home. We're having an unveiling party.
Right.
And this, it's like, no, we're going to sit in 1991 and we're going to say we're going to redo the house. I don't know. The biggest upset of the whole evening for me was the cheap shells with the choppy pen names.
We saw, like, why were they? First of all, the handwriting was terrible, but they just did it in a chunky Sharpie on these shells. And it's funny because later on in the episode, Heather said that's her favorite part of the whole thing were the name tags. But
the most cheap part of the whole thing.
Well, that was obviously because she was on the opposite side of Shannon. But regardless, that was still funny how she said that. And we were talking about how kind of crappy they were.
I don't want to dislike Lizzie, but I just really do find her role to be very minimal, and she plays the game, and there was always a housewife like this, especially in Orange County.
Yeah.
There's always a housewife that doesn't want to get involved. And they're always a one-season housewife.
I was going to say, do you think she'll be back on the show next season?
Probably. I feel like it must be a joke with the casting, because it's always like, all right, who are we going to replace this one-season housewife with now in Orange County? Where back in the day, Gina Keogh used to always turn it up. She used to always be in everyone's face. And I mean, we have a shit stirrer now. We have Tamara, who has replaced that role. I do love a classic shitster, but I think we can have more than one.
Right. And not only is Lizzie kind of not irrelevant, but she's, like you said, very minimal so far this season. And I mean, we're 13 episodes in. Mm-hmm. But even Christian is just kind of like, okay, well, what's his deal on this?
His appearances are almost awkward because it's so unnecessary. And I mean, what do you want? I'm not telling him to leave the house, but I mean, you know, why is he toasting? Why isn't she toasting? Clearly, they're there for this show. She's a housewife on. She invited everybody.
Right. It was her idea. Yeah. And everything. And obviously, he's not a public speaker. No. It was a very awkward speech, both of the ones he gave. Yes. But let's talk about the party a little more. So, first of all, it looked gorgeous, the way they had it set up.
Except for
the shells. But we'll give them that. but the sun was setting. It's a beautiful view. Like, it was a really great setting. They had the champagne when you enter. I liked it. I thought it looked super beachy, really fun.
It looks like a house with a bunch of stairs. Like, I feel like everyone's just climbing up the stairs. Like, it's very narrow.
Shannon's probably like, where's my elevator? But she doesn't even get in them, but at least for looks.
Yes. Beautiful home. Like, I mean, anyone will be lucky to have a place like that.
Right.
I mean, so, really gorgeous.
Yeah, and she does the fire dancers down on the beach. What did you think about that? Did you think that was over the top, or did you think that was necessary?
No, I'm glad they did that. I think that's like a housewife staple.
Right.
You have to have some type of entertainment. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought it was kind of cool, and it fit. It was a little more Hawaiian to me than it was like just like Laguna Beach. But what do I want? You know, I mean, there's no Laguna Beach dancers.
I thought kind of did a good job of breaking the ice there because everyone was just kind of talking on the balcony. Yeah. Granted, you have Tamara and, Vicky brought Brooks. So that's a big step, I feel like, because Vicky this whole season has been kind of hiding him. But like not wanting to include him in a lot of the housewife activities.
I think she just doesn't give a damn.
Yeah.
I really do. I think she is just like showing up and showing out and doing what she wants now. And I think, I don't know. I mean, she looks a little rough in this episode.
I know. She definitely doesn't. I feel like she's doing her own hair and makeup all of a sudden.
Maybe. I mean, then you've got someone opposite like Lizzie who's been around for so long and is a beauty queen. And so she's always done up.
Always looks flawless.
And like, you know, for Vicky, this is season 9. She's like, I'm gonna show up as I please with who I want.
I've been around, they're not getting rid of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's great for Vicky that if she thinks that this relationship is a good thing for her, then I'm all for it. But also at the same time, she shouldn't have to hide who she's involved with romantically, especially from someone you consider your friend. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, are they friends on the show? Are they not? We really don't know. But when they get there, Brooks and Tamara kind of, they introduce each other just, you know, to try to be funny. But at least they're trying to be cordial. I think Brooks is trying to make the most out of the situation when he's already said that he doesn't trust Tamara. And he kind of, it's a point of contention with him for Vicky because he doesn't like that they're still friends after everything that's happened. But at least they're cordial. I mean, this, again, I've said it, I don't think these dinner parties are the best place to bring up all of this history. But granted, that's what they're there for.
I think they are. I think that's better than going to a public place.
I feel like if I was Lizzie and that happened to me at my dinner party, I was finally, this is like my one chance to get in with these housewives. And then all this stuff happens, I was just like, great.
If that happened at my house, I'd be so happy. I would really be into it. I mean, I would make it worse.
Yeah, I think it's making you more relevant on the show if that happens.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to have that go down in my place. I think that would be awesome. I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, let's look at it for what it is. It's a reality show, and it's a bunch of crazy people, and things are going down. And I mean, I want to be in the middle of it.
Right. Of course you do.
I wouldn't be hanging out at the table while everyone's out on the balcony. I'll tell you that.
That's true. Because you know exactly who they're talking about out there on the balcony when you're inside.
Yeah.
We're talking right about you. But anyways, let's get to when this gets interesting. So when Shannon confronts Tamara, kind of takes her aside, and she says, so you've told me this several times. You've told David this several times as well, that Terry DeBro told you that he wants to take the Bedores down, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we haven't seen this on camera, have we?
No.
Okay, so we haven't seen this. Tamara denies it immediately. She said, Terry, that's not even in his vocabulary. He would never say that. What do you think? Do you think it happened or no?
It is a very dramatic line for someone to say, and it would be somebody who really is over the top would have to say such a line. I mean, it really is ridiculous.
Right.
But in my opinion, was this said? Absolutely.
Right.
I think this was definitely said. And I don't... Perhaps... No, I mean, I was going to say perhaps it wasn't said in such a dramatic way. Maybe Terry did use another type of line.
Right.
And we do know that Tamara is a classic shit stirrer, and she could definitely amp it up and make it more than it is. But what's another word for telling somebody that you want to take them down? I definitely believe it was a threat.
Said. Right. Yeah, something along those lines. And I was kind of going back and forth with whether I thought it was said that way or if Tamara was just trying to start some drama. But when Vicky kind of defended it in the confessional, though, she didn't say anything at the dinner party. But when she defended it, she's like, well, Heather's told me that, too. Mm-hmm. So not only has she told Shannon, she's told David, and she's told Vicky. So whether or not Terry said that, Tamara is saying that he did.
Yep.
And Shannon says, well, it's not surprising because she is divulging private information left and right, and she's only known her for 3 months as opposed mm-hmm. to the 3 years that Tamara and Heather have known each other.
But how frustrating and hurtful must that be, though, when you are someone like Shannon who's like, you know, you finally built up a certain amount of confidence to call somebody out. She's planning to call Heather out and Terry about that comment. And then, you know, she's looking for that kind of vote of confidence and that, like, reassurance that this really was said.
And that Tamara will have her back when she does bring it up.
And then, of course, it's just a straight denial. And Tamara is a good liar.
She really is.
She really is. You don't know where she's what angle she's coming from. Her eyes don't move.
Yeah.
When she told Shannon originally that she did not tell Heather anything about that email, I believed her then, too, for a hot minute.
Right. I did, too. But I've got to say, like, looking back on it in hindsight and then after seeing when she's trying to calm Shannon down, that her actions are just – she's so guilty and she knows that she's caught.
Yeah.
And so looking back on it, it's like, okay, and now I'm seeing that she was probably lying during all these things. But
I like Tamara. I do. But she is a liar when it comes to stuff like that. Allegedly, we already know. But, I mean, for what I'm seeing, and she did obviously admittedly lie earlier about the email. So
I don't know why. And they put those clips right next to it. It's just like, I didn't say anything to Heather. And then it was like, okay, I told Heather. Let me rephrase that.
I like her, though. I want to like her.
I've always liked Tamara, but now this episode especially, super shady for me on her part.
I mean, you lie once, and you admit it, and then another lie comes up.
Right.
You know, you're going to be called out.
Yeah, gotten caught. Yeah. Here. But yeah, so anyway, so she denies saying it. So Shannon does not have the support that she was looking for. So she drops it. Shannon's like, okay, well, this is not the time or place to bring it up, so I'm going to drop it. And she does. She doesn't even bring it up.
Mm-hmm. But then, smart.
Right. And then after they all sit down for dinner, after Christian's incredibly awkward speech that Vicky starts snoring for during the confessional. Yeah. You know, they're doing like some small talk. They're talking about.
They drew it out.
Yeah, they really did. Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, they're talking about what they were eating and how Shannon had the salad at the same restaurant a week previous. I mean, I've never seen so much.
They talked about their favorite, the guy's favorite body parts on the women. Brooks had some uncomfortable answers.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. That's not a very Southern gentleman move there, Brooks. We're talking about your older woman's vagina.
Yeah, we don't need to know about that. No, thank you. But then Terry says Heather's face is his favorite part, and Shannon, the confessional, favorite part of the whole episode.
Yes.
Oh, the one that you created? Because that is so true. Have you watched Botched, by the way?
I've seen clips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
It's really interesting.
There was the person who wanted to look just like Justin Bieber and a few other things. You should watch it. It's really crazy and how much money these people are paying Terry to fix her body.
The stuff that I saw was with that human Ken doll.
Oh, yeah.
And that, I mean, I had read about him on E! Online previously, and I saw the episode, so I kind of had a backstory on him.
Yeah.
It's interesting that he lives in, like, Mount Olympus, which is, like, in the middle of Hollywood, but I feel like it's just such a weird place for the, like that's where Ken lives.
Yeah, right. I need to watch some more episodes of it, but I have been reading a lot about that show.
Right.
But anyways, we'll get back into Real Housewives because that's what we're here to talk about. But Tamara brings up.
Saying Heather, just for the Heather fans out there, Heather claims she has never had any work done.
Really?
She claims up and down.
Does she include Botox as work or no?
I don't know. She says nothing though because she was on Watch What Happens Live and she says it. But I mean, come on.
Yeah, I don't know. I gotta say, I'm not the biggest Heather fan, but she always does look really good. Her makeup always looks really good. I definitely feel like she's probably had an eyebrow lift here or there.
Yeah.
But
it was interesting to see her in a white dress tonight because usually she's always in dark clothes. I don't know why I noticed that. I don't know why. But I just noticed that. I was like, oh, she's dressed differently.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who cares?
It was a peplum. It was a different look for her. I thought about that too. Mm-hmm. So back to the dinner. So things are going well. They're having the small talk about the husband's favorite body parts, all stuff. Because at first it was so quiet, and then let's think of the first thing. Let's talk about the first thing I can think of.
It's funny body parts. Even at a classy party on the beach in Laguna Beach, people still talk trashy. You know, you think fancy parties like that or a dinner party, you know, people would be discussing their travels or perhaps a piece of art they picked up. Right. But these people are talking about Vicky's vagina.
Yeah, we don't. I just don't want to hear about it. But anyway, so Tamara is at one end of the table with Heather and Liz. And Terry, and then at the other end we have Shannon and Vicky and all of them. But Tamara brings up at the table to Terry and Heather that about Shannon and how she had pulled her aside earlier and asked her about the take you down comment, blah blah blah. And I thought this was a little strange because I mean there aren't that many people there. Can Shannon not hear her saying having this conversation a few seats down?
I don't know. I noticed you pointed that out, so I tried to look to see the seating. I couldn't really tell how close they were.
It just seemed like she wasn't whispering by any means, and I feel like she could totally be able to hear her. But regardless, this infuriates Terry and Heather, and they just bring it up right then and there, talking across the table to Shannon. What did you think about? I just don't think that's the time or the place. But again, this isn't real life. This is Real Housewives.
I get that. Oh, that's a great line. This is not real life. This is Real Housewives. Yeah, I think Terry is too involved. Of course, he was implicated in this, something that he perhaps said or didn't say over the telephone. But he's like right at Heather's side for all these arguments. When Shannon came to their house, I know it's his home as well, but he's in the background like resting his head on his hand, listening to every word. I just don't. And then you've got on the opposite side, you've got Tamara, who's also very, very involved.
Right.
But her husband, Eddie, couldn't be anywhere found. He wants nothing to do with it.
He wants absolutely nothing to do with it.
So it's just strange that, of course, I get that Terry was implicated through the phone call, but he really is there just too much.
Yeah. Well, I really think we've said it before in previous episodes. I think Terry, equally as much as Heather, loves this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, he thrives in these settings. He really does love the attention.
He reminds me.
So he's great for the show. Mm-hmm.
He reminds me of Cynthia Bailey's husband in Atlanta Housewives, who's always kind of involved, and they called him, like, Peter, like, a little bitch, because he was, like, trying to, like, be a part of the show, kind of.
Yeah.
He was getting in the middle way too much, and I don't know. Terry's always there, but Terry loves it.
Terry loves contributing to the drama just as much as any of the housewives do. Which, I mean, again, great for this show. Vicky, let's talk about her for a second because she doesn't really do anything. She says in the confessional that she wants to defend Shannon, but it's not her place. She's going to just sit this one out. And even Shannon in her confessional says this isn't Vicky's business. So I thought that was very mature of Vicky. I was kind of surprised that she's letting it slide.
I get that for a minute. But when these women, when Tamara and Shannon and, of course, Terry moved out to the balcony and they started to be shouting and all of this and cornering people, and you see that, you know, that Heather's got her finger in the face.
Right.
As a friend, I could not sit there and see one of my close friends, even a new friend, going through something like that, especially when I feel strongly, as apparently Vicky does, that Heather's wrong. Right. And so I really would feel like I'd have to get involved. Now, I'm not going to get up there, get involved like Tamara and get in people's faces and not, you know, back down. But I just feel like I don't know if I could watch a friend go on it, go through it on their own.
Right.
And I know her husband was there, but.
Right. Vicky mentioned this really briefly in her confessional that I think that part of the reason, A, it's not her business, which do we believe that coming from Vicky? But B, I think the real reason she didn't is because she didn't want this to be twisted on her or Brooks. Yeah. And, like, this is her first time bringing Brooks back around. I don't think that she wanted Tamara to I don't know how it could get twisted to be involving Brooks, but she said that in the confessional, and I can see why she wouldn't want to draw the attention to that.
It's definitely her prerogative, and she knows Tamara better than I do, but I just feel like I don't know if I would be comfortable with myself just watching somebody like go for it, especially if I feel strongly enough that Shannon is correct.
Right.
You know, everyone could use some support. Because I've been on the other side of it in Shannon's shoes, where all of a sudden you look around and none of your supporters are around you and you're up against something and it's like, okay, I'm in this on my own.
Right. Well, it was very big of Shannon to admit that this isn't Vicky's business, so she can see why she stayed out of it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Vicky can't say in the confessional, oh, Tamara did say that because she said it to me before. You need to tell these people that too, because it's obviously a thing that she's doing, and regardless of whether Terry said it or not, Tamara is continuing to bring it up.
That was a great twist when Vicky said, yeah, she told me the same thing.
Because then it made it like it's really happening, because we were kind of confused there for a little bit. But so then after this confrontation at the table, kind of Terry and Heather and David and Shannon going back and forth across everyone, which is, I go to the balcony. Apparently everyone else is doing it. But then it gets really awkward.
Shannon got up.
Yeah, well, Shannon got up to go to the bathroom.
Which you just don't do. First of all, she's always leaving to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. And I think she just gets so overwhelmed that she feels uncomfortable, so she evacuates.
I guess. I mean, you know, it's someone like her, every single thing she says is being judged, noted, and talked about. So in a way, I get it, but I just feel like I would not leave that table.
Because what are they talking about when you leave?
And not only that, when you get up and you leave a situation and you're in someone's home, you're going to have to show your face to these people at some point. You're not going to hide in the linen closet. You know, you're going to have to come back to the table, even if it's just to come back and grab your stuff and go. So it's just kind of like, why would you do that to yourself? Because you're only setting it up to be, they're going to talk about you, and then you have to face the music. The whole table full of people, because they're all going to know when you come back. So I just don't think it's a smart idea.
Right, and also it can come off as weakness when you leave and evade it. But anyways.
Write it out. That's my advice.
Then Tamara takes Heather outside, so they kind of left too. I don't really know. Christian gave another really awkward toast.
Yeah,
shut up. It was just like, not the time. He's like thinking a family that's not even there.
I know. There were some extras at the party. I don't know if you noticed, but there were some extras. Like,
Danielle?
Yeah, they did like background actors, I guess. Danielle and her husband.
They're just forever trying to make them relevant.
Yeah, I don't even think they bothered to even mic them up. I really don't. I don't think they had microphones on them. They're just like, you're going to take up the seats.
I don't think they did either. Obviously she was there, though, because it was Lizzie's party. I feel like other people would forget to invite her.
But
Danielle's like Lizzie's best friend. But one of the parts that kind of threw me off the most of this episode is when Tamara's outside with Heather and they're teaming up. They're being, you know, together, which weird because when we see Tamara talking to Shannon, then her story completely flips, obviously. But Tamara says to Heather, I mean, this is about Shannon. She's clearly drunk, and this confirms that she's bleeping crazy. I thought that was a low blow.
Yeah.
She's continuously calling Shannon an alcoholic and that she's crazy. And I feel like they're just twisting her to be this person that she's not, because everything she said is true.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Shannon's drunk.
Right.
I don't. And that's such a low blow to even put on somebody. You don't want that out there, especially on national television.
Right. And that's a huge accusation, especially.
It is. Yeah, that was low.
And I don't think that she's drunk. I think she's just feeling really overwhelmed with all of these lies that are being told about her, about everyone being involved in their marriage and this whole thing. So I just think that was way too far to take it with calling her drunk and...
Heather mentioned that she feels like the biggest scapegoat because everyone's just coming after her for absolutely everything, and she's getting really sick of it.
Of course they are, Heather. You are the victim in all of this, Heather.
I wonder if they're painting her that way. I mean, Tamara put something on Facebook, her official page, and she was like, oh, they're continuing to paint. Something along the lines of, I'm paraphrasing, but something along, like, they're continuing to paint Heather as the bad guy for the whole season.
Tamara said this?
Yeah. And they're tight. And her relationship with Heather is a lot stronger than whatever she's got with Shannon.
Yeah.
So
and Vicky now. So
it's interesting, though, because this has nothing to really do with The Real Housewives. But Tamara and Shannon did a video for Tammy, the movie Tammy.
Yeah.
And it's like, it was like a brand integration video on BravoTV.com. And it plays, I don't know if it's still playing, but it was where they were like in the back of this limo and they were like laughing and talking about the movie that they just saw, Living like the High Life.
Right.
And just like they seem like really good friends. So you wonder like where things are going to go with this season, because after looking at the last few episodes, these two don't really seem, if it's all real as they say it is.
Yeah.
These two don't look like they're about to go and do any commercials
together. I mean, if you were Shannon, would you be able to trust Tamara again after everything that's happened these past only 3 months? She's betrayed you so many times, I feel like.
No, but I feel like we all have these friends that we keep at an arm's length.
Right.
You know, I mean, they might not be keep the your most enemies reliable. Closer. But not even necessarily enemies. Just more like people who, you know, just really don't value your friendship that much. But you're good. You know, you're cool.
Yeah.
But you're not going to really, like, let them in. And I feel like that's what you need to be if you're going to be friends with Tamara.
On the show.
Be there for a good time, but not a long time.
Right. And I feel like Vicky kind of talks about this for the preview for next week when she's talking about Tamara. She says, well, I'd rather be on her good side than her bad side. So I'm just really going to stay where I am. Can't really put it much differently than that.
Right.
But so Tamara and Heather come back into the dinner table. And during this time, David and Terry have been having this really passive-aggressive confrontation. Would you even call it that?
Yeah.
It was like,
I wanted to see David get more involved.
Yeah, but David, I just don't think he's that type of person, though. He doesn't seem like a very confrontational person. I mean, he told his wife he wanted to move out through an email. Obviously, he doesn't want to have these serious conversations face to face.
True. I just felt like by having her husband there, he could have done more for her.
Right.
She needs it.
Well, David tells Eddie, because Eddie's still just sitting there with his head down, eating his food.
Yeah.
And he tells Eddie while Tamara's still outside that he's like, your wife has started all of this. Mm-hmm. And then that's when Tamara comes back in, and Tamara is like, all right, well, let's talk about it. And takes David out to the balcony to have her one-on-one time with him.
And it quickly gets crowded.
Right, and then Shannon follows, and then Heather comes out, and then Terry comes out, and then was Danielle? Oh, no, Eddie came out. I was like, where is Danielle? I think Danielle's still eating. And so we got all the couples out there, and it's just rehashing everything we've already heard. Mm-hmm. Heather's still trying to spin her story. Shannon's letting her speak, and then no one gives Shannon the floor.
No.
And that's what frustrates her.
Yeah, well, that's what frustrated me.
Yeah.
I wanted to be able to hear her side of the story. I said, good, she's playing it right. She's letting Heather have the floor for a little bit so she can't say she didn't allow her to talk.
Right.
She's letting her finish. Are you finished? And she's played it right.
Yeah.
I really do think she did it correct. It was like, they're not going to believe each other's stories.
Yeah.
They're never going to come to a conclusion.
Right. And that's exactly what Shannon said. And that was 100% correct. Like, I don't think they'll ever see eye to eye on what may or may not have happened with she got kicked out or whether she didn't get kicked out, whatever that happened. That's all should be water under the bridge at this point. But Shannon was right about it. And then when she did try to defend herself, Heather would not let her speak. And that was frustrating for us as viewers.
Yeah.
But I can understand how she had that breaking point.
She did.
She had a huge breaking point. And that's when she stormed back in, wanting to leave. You guys all see the truth, like blah, blah, just yelling.
I love that moment.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's
she
like,
just
finally,
finally,
Shannon. Because this whole season, we were like, wow, she's about to have an emotional breakdown any moment. And this was kind of, not a breakdown, but I think she just got so frustrated with not being able to defend herself.
Rightfully so. She's got nobody there to really back up her words. She's still getting her words twisted. She can't speak. Tamara has lied to her and betrayed her again.
Yep.
That would really piss anybody off.
Yeah, I mean, I was getting a little pissed off just watching it.
Yeah.
I'm not even involved.
Yeah, and Vicky's sitting over there, you know.
And I think this next part spoke so much of Heather's character. As soon as everyone followed Shannon, she turns to Eddie and says, Like that didn't happen. We had nothing to do with this. So she's still trying to persuade people that this is not her fault. And Eddie was just like, I don't want anything to do with this, obviously, because Eddie never does.
Right.
So I just, it just spoke to her character so much that she still, even though Shannon is obviously having a huge moment right here, that she wants everyone to be on her side.
Right. I wouldn't want to go up against with Heather. I think Heather plays kind of dirty.
Yeah, she does. I think so too. And she's very persuasive.
Yeah, and she's it's like an unfair
and she does
fight.
And she does the like she makes you feel smaller than
it's
she is.
It's unfair because for whatever Heather's not saying, Terry is right there saying it or bringing up something extra. You know, laying it in more. He's kind of like almost like the hammer with the nail. You know, like Heather's putting the nail in the hole and he's just driving it home.
Right.
And then you've got Shannon who really doesn't have too much support there.
Yeah. And not even from David.
Yeah. So it's kind of like Shannon's never going to win. She's right. It's just not set up that way for her.
Yeah, at that point, I just feel like she needs to stop trying to go head-to-head with Heather. Yeah. Like, I get she wants to defend herself and that, all this stuff, and she does have every right to speak to, you know, what happened for her experience in this situation. But at the same time, it's not going anywhere. We've been talking about this for the past, like, six episodes. You know, it's like, eventually, we just need to let it go and move on to the next big dramatic thing that's going to happen.
Yeah. Will all this be blamed on editing, though? It's already started. It's already started. Tamara put on Facebook that she wishes that the way it was cut was different.
Right.
So, now they are making her look like the guilty party. They are making her look like the shitster. They are making her look like the one who's talking behind everyone's back. But is that like a cheap defense because you were caught lying?
Right.
And you were caught lying.
Yeah. Regardless, she was caught here. And I think she's just trying to retrace her steps.
Her following Shannon around that house, trying to cool her down, was like every sign of guilt,
right,
in my opinion.
And her screaming. Yeah. So I just want to point out, this is the first time someone's actually yelled. Heather has been saying that Shannon has been yelling at her for the whole season.
Let's make
when
a
really
note.
This is the first time anyone raises their voice,
right,
really.
Right.
But yeah, I did think that Tamara did look really guilty when she's trying to calm Shannon down. And that is just not the time. When someone's freaking out that much, you don't want to be, and they're mad at you. Mm-hmm. You just need to let it simmer, let her vent, and let her go home or something.
Yeah, like, she was like in her face. Like Shannon had a lot more self control than I did, because if you have somebody in your face like that, like who you're pissed at, I'd be like swatting them away.
And Tamara was yelling at her.
Yeah,
it was more of like a screech.
Oh, yeah. It was weird.
It was a weird noise she made. I was like, what is that?
She realizes what the hell type of mess she made.
Yeah.
Again, I like her. I like her on the show, but she made a mess.
She really did. Now she's just having a trouble cleaning it up, and obviously Eddie doesn't want anything to do with it, so he's not helping her.
No one's really there to defend her.
Right.
But she can hold her own. She can do it. You know, I like her, but damn.
So that's how the episode ends, just with that kind of over, so we don't really know what happens, who leaves first or whatever, but I guess we'll see next week.
Yeah, Lizzie was wondering what the neighbors were thinking.
Obviously. That's what you're thinking of, right? That's what you're thinking about right now?
Yeah. I don't know. I rate this episode highly. I think this one was a good one. We got to see finally things come to a head. It was an interesting backdrop, which is this home on the beach.
Right.
We got to see everybody and their significant others. I think this was a real good one. I think this was something we waited for, and I'm happy with it.
Yeah, we were waiting for a while for this one, and it was didn't disappoint, I don't think.
Yeah, let's hope that it continues, because when they had this, like, the season preview for the season, they showed this woman. This was the moment of the high tension, the big drama, the one that ended the promo. So let's hope that they were still logging footage for the rest of the season.
Right.
So they couldn't get to the, like, everything else that's going to happen, because I would hate for this to be the big moment where we're going to have to
now
we're halfway through on episode 13 and all the way plus reunion. We're going to have to discuss this. I hope not. I think more will come. And, I'm starting.
Yeah. I don't want this to be the big dramatic moment of the season. I'm hoping there's more.
I'm starting to think that maybe there'll be a feud between Lizzie and Tamara. Who knows?
Lizzie? Our girl Lizzie?
Yeah.
The one that's not involved in anything?
Well, she was not too happy that Tamara was the one that started this. She leaned over and said, let's take the fedoras down to Terry. And she pointed out, if she didn't make that comment, it would have been a good party.
Well, Tamara ruined her dinner party.
Yeah, so she's starting to see that, you know, Tamara really isn't like the fun-loving chick.
Right.
But I don't forget, Tamara is a reality personality.
Yes, that's true. All right, well, with that said, should we get into some news and gossip?
Let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
The drama for Tamara continues.
Surprisingly.
I think we're going to start to see an unrolling of their friendship. Tamara and Vicky are on the outs. They are no longer happy with each other and no longer friends. Tamara posted some meme on Facebook about getting help for being like a control freak. And then she put the stupid, she put the hashtag backstabber. So, and she teased, cause she's going to be on Watch What Happens Live tonight, Monday. And, she teased that she's going to announce who she's completely done with. Well, I sifted through the comments because I needed to be prepared. And, a few people wrote to her and were like, when are you going to see that Vicky's the one that's going after you? And she wrote back, she's like, bingo, you got it. So she answered it. Yeah. So it's like she's gonna confirm it tonight on Watch What Happens Live or
good
Monday.
Investigative work, yeah, Grant.
So I mean, you know, I'm very busy. I'm
a housewife, a lot going on.
Housewife reporter. A great skill to have if you're looking for one of those. She also said that Vicky in one of the comments is only nice to her face, and then behind the scenes is like a complete bitch. I don't know. But they had a falling out before.
I just feel like Tamara's one to talk in this situation. Yeah.
I'm sad because, like, my sister brought this up to me, and I agree. Like, I like their friendship. I like their dynamic. They like fun together. Right. So it'd be disappointing to see them not have it anymore. So they said when one Facebook fan – so here's a little news. When one Facebook fan slammed Barney – Tamara – for telling her she's not trustworthy, Barney or – Judge is her real last name. This is not on her this article. But Judge fought back saying, haha, let me think about this. Am I really a shitster or a castmate making a show worth watching? Let's face it. Without me and Heather, the show will be pretty boring. So that's what it all boils down to after all, I guess.
I mean,
so again,
that's true, though.
Yeah.
I mean, we would have Lizzie, Danielle. Yeah. No one would be fighting with Shannon.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be double speaking and doing all that Tamara does.
Right.
But if I, she is not afraid at these events to get messy and get into it with people. Where you've got someone like Vicky who's there with her boyfriend trying to have a chill night on the beach. You've got Tamara running all over the house, pulling people to the side, out on the balcony. She's working.
I feel like Tamara knows her position on the show, and she's definitely going to play that up.
And I respect that. I like that because I would play the game as well. But I wouldn't play around with people who have kids involved in marriages. I mean, these are real life
things. Find something else other than someone else's marriage that you're not even involved in.
I mean, you know, she has been married twice before.
But granted, Shannon did let her in with all of that information, all that private information about her and David's marriage.
Well, yeah, in confidence, though.
Right. In confidence.
So, but somewhere in the middle is the truth. What do you have?
Yeah, well, speaking of Tamara, we've got some more on her. Yesterday, she confirmed that her son, Ryan, is expecting his first child, so she's going to be a grandma. Mm-hmm. And we have seen this season that she's been having some baby fever a little bit. So I think that maybe her being a grandma will kind of eliminate that baby fever, give her those motherly instincts. But she, his fiance is Sarah Rodriguez, and she just met her like this past March, so she hasn't been around for a while. But
So Ryan just met Sarah Rodriguez.
They got engaged a few months ago. But like Tamara just met her past spring.
Tamara just met her. Okay.
Yeah, Tamara. Okay. I don't know how long Ryan and Sarah have known each other, but that's happening. So they're having a baby.
Interesting.
That's exciting. And Vicky just welcomed her second grandson. So everyone's just popping out babies.
You know what's interesting is Vicky's house is for sale, too. I mentioned that last week. So I wonder if she's going to be, like, having, like, a small house in Cali and then a small house in Oklahoma.
Maybe. I wouldn't be surprised because she loves, you know, she wants to be around with for Brianna and the kids. So
2.895 million if you're interested.
Oh, chump change.
How do I remember these numbers?
I don't know.
This is like sick. I don't know. Please. All right.
So should we get into some predictions?
Please.
I mean, it's kind of hard to predict now, since we know that Tamara and Vicky aren't going to be friends anymore.
Well, I mean,
so you predicted a little bit that Lizzie and Tamara might start a little rift here.
Yeah, I think that when I mean rift, I mean there'll probably be shade thrown at the reunion, and Lizzie will just say, "I'm just telling you, Tamara, whenever there's trouble, you're in the middle of it, right. And you know you really made comments.
Have you seen it before? So that'll be, you already saw it.
So I feel like that'll be the extent of that drama.
Yeah,
but also then like, and what this is what I, another thing I didn't like. Heather is already at the end of this party. Shannon's outside. She's like, she's having a fit. Like, can we not use this terminology where we have to keep making things so over the top? I mean, this woman really is bothered by this.
Right.
I really don't think she's having a fit.
Right.
She's pissed.
Do you think that Shannon and Heather will ever make up or move on at all?
Shannon and David?
I mean, no, Shannon and Heather.
Sorry. I was like, who cares? No, I was just like, no, they will. They're fine. Shannon and Heather, no. No, it's mainly because they are on the show and the producers will never let this die.
Right.
And they need something to discuss and roll tape on reunion day.
They love the flashbacks.
Yeah, so then, I mean, only because, and this is the problem with these shows in general, but you just really kind of can't bury anything. You can't.
Well, that's
can't
what
really
I'm saying. Shannon and Heather sat down, gone to drinks, they've gone to dinner, they've talked about this before, and they've both agreed to let things that have happened in the past go. But every single time they confront each other, Heather is the first one to bring up, oh, that time you yelled at me at your Christmas party?
Yeah.
That's not letting it go, yeah. Heather. It's really not. So I just don't see it ever becoming water under the bridge.
And I think this night sealed the deal. I don't think there's ever really any going back to this. Like, these chicks are not going to be hanging out at a pool party, you know? So I think that's it for them, and that's okay. I mean, it's kind of strange in a way because they both started off pretty cool, you know, which showed her the law, and they went over some, what is she into? She's into feng shui. So, I mean, like, it started off cool, but I don't like to see friendships go sour, but I do like to see, like, a feud.
Drama.
Yeah. But, gotcha. You know, it's really quite simple. There's these two women on either side and Tamara right in the middle.
Per usual.
Feeding information.
Yeah. All right, Grant, where can the people find you?
Okay, you can find me on Twitter at Grant_Rants. And you can find me on YouTube now. I'm doing this little experiment where I'm doing this Grant's Rants video. Last week's is up, as you can find on my Twitter. And I talked about The View and the Kendall, Kylie Jenner, and all these other people. And I'm going to be releasing a new video tomorrow. So,
what's that one about? Can you tell us?
More stuff about The View. There's a lot to say. That show is a disaster.
Right.
And I can't stop talking about it.
you really can't.
And then a few other things. I'm going to mix it up. So definitely check it out.
I'm going to go check it out. It's coming out tomorrow?
Yeah. The last week's is out. You can find it on YouTube, too. So you can just look up Grant Rutter Traffic Report or Grant's Rants Traffic Report, and you'll see me discussing all the problems of the world.
I can't wait. I'm going to watch that tomorrow.
I'm a little crazy, but you all know that.
Yeah. Well, that's why we love you. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for episode 13, season 9 of Real Housewives of Orange County. See you next week.
I'm going to take you down.
That's terrifying.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.